Kilayim Perik Dalad Mishnah Zayin. Hanotea Shura Achas Betok Shalo. If somebody plants a row of grapevines in his property, Peshura Achas Betok Shal Chavero, but meanwhile, in a neighboring property, directly next to his, there is also a row of grapevines that has been planted there in a separate kerem, v'derech ha-yochid v'derech ha-rabim ba'emtza. Even if there is some kind of road between the two properties, a derech ha-yochid, which tends to be more narrow, a few amos, and a derech ha-rabim that might not be even 8 amos wide, or derech ha-rabim might mean a public path that people use on a regular basis. V'goder shu namach me'asaro tfachim, and even if there's a wall there, and the wall is less than 10 tfachim tall, harei elu mitstarfos. These two rows of two different people's property combine to form halachically one kerem, and it has the rule of it being one kerem, and you have to have 4 amos of workspace between them where you don't plant anything else. On the other hand, gavoa me'asara tfachim, if there is a wall that is 10 tfachim or taller than that, einan mitstarfos, then the wall is considered a significant separation between the two, and so the two do not combine to make a kerem, and you don't have to observe the 4 amo rule between them. If it's only one row of grapevines, for example, then you only need 6 tfachim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im erson milamala, hare elum mitstarfos. But Rabbi Yehuda says, if these two rows intertwine over the top of the wall, and so they seem to all be part of one vineyard, then they are mitstarf, hare elum mitstarfos, and this becomes considered a kerem despite the 10 tefach wall that's between them. Perek Dalad Mishnah Ches, hanotea shtei shuros. If somebody plants 2 rows of grapevines, im ein beinehem shmona amos, if you don't have 8 amos between them, lo yavi zera lasham, it is usher to plant any other seeds somewhere in those 8 amos. They are considered to be a kerem, and the separation isn't large enough to consider it broken up. On the other hand, says the Mishnah, Hayu Shalosh, if there were 3 rows, Im Ein Ben Shur L'Chaver Tor Sheshes Rei Amos, if you don't have between one row and the next one 16 Amos, Lo Yavi Zera L'Sham, he is not allowed to put foreign seed there. So between only 2 rows, you have to have 8 Amos, but if you've got 3, then there has to be 16 in between each. Because they are counted together to form a vineyard, and they're considered one large vineyard for the entire space. Once you do that, as we learned in Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph, when you've got a karachas, when you've got a clearing in the middle of your vineyard, it has to be at least 16 amos wide. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Amar Mishum Chanino ben Chachinai. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says in the name of Chanino ben Chachinai, Afilu Chorvo Ha'emtsayis, even if the middle row of your 3 rows was destroyed, so now it's only a 2-row vineyard, Ve'ein Bein Shur L'Chavet Arsheshes Re'ama, and you don't have at least 16 amos between them, Lo Yavi Zera L'Sham, you're not allowed to plant other seeds there, She'ilu Mitzchilol Neta'an, even though if they were planted that way in the first place, Harezeh Mutter B'Shmona Amos, it would have been Mutter with only 8. So if you had planted a 2-row vineyard, 8 amos would have been sufficient. But since it started off as a 3-row vineyard, now it's going to need the 16. And 8 amos are no longer enough because it was charuv in between. However, we do not paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and we say once it's a 2-row vineyard, then the 8 amos rule applies.